Thursday, September 26th. There's a Netflix documentary that Chelsea Handler put on about white privilege. It's something like that in the title. I don't know. Chelsea Handler's name and white privilege is in the title. It's not good. To put it bluntly, my wife and I actually shut it off after, I don't know, 15 minutes, 20 minutes or so. You know, I don't even know what to think about it. It just, right from the get-go, kind of was off-putting. And, you know, I guess I appreciate the idea that Chelsea Handler wants to try to learn more about this topic, but looking at the content of how it was structured, like, does she really? Or is she just like, think this is a cool topic and people are going to, you know, be interested in watching it, like I was. But the idea that, like, part of it, it starts with like her talking with Kevin Hart and Tiffany Haddish, which wasn't insightful at all. And there were a couple good moments where she like went to this group at UFC that talks through spoken word about these type of topics, you know, like let's say weekly. It's part of a class. And the people in that room really gave it to her. And they could have been a documentary. Like the documentary should have been like on them, you know? And then she like just went in the streets of like southern redneck country and was like, hey, I'm doing a documentary on white privilege. Do you think white privilege exists? And like gives power to these people who clearly know nothing, who clearly are going to say, no, of course not. And she's like, what's the point of that? Like that's not like, the conversation is going to go nowhere and you're like, you should know better going in. And I don't know how it ended up ending up, but word on the street that I've heard lately is people had the same reaction as I did. People who, you know better about these things. Anyway, it's a stay away. My recommendation. Peace.